The City Commission of Sarasota today refused to sign an interlocal agreement with Sarasota County regarding transferring Ed Smith Stadium, meaning a possible deal to make the region the new spring training home of the Baltimore Orioles is still not a done deal. Sarasota City and County Commissioners have worked for several years now on trying to keep the Cincinnati Reds in town, but when that didn't work out, they tried to bring the Boston Red Sox. Now they're trying to bring the Orioles to town. The new deal would allow the Orioles to rebuild Ed Smith Stadium. Dave Bullock is the deputy administrator with Sarasota County. He listed what the negotiations with the team are right now.
These negotiations have been intense and long, with a lot of effort on all sides. No word has gone unnegotiated in this agreement, and no concept unexplored in this agreement, including the commas and periods, I suspect.
Bullock said the agreement was relatively simple, but a snag occurred when he mentioned the issue of environmental liability.
And the team's bottom line position was we have no liability. We would be a leaser of the site. We would be a leasee of the site, and we can't take on environmental liability, if there even is any. They have agreed, told us several times they would work to keep as much as possible within the current footprint. So in other words, the foundation that's there now, they would look to work within that foundation and do their best to stay within current footprints and minimize disturbing other lands that aren't disturbed now.
But that became a problem for city commissioners, who realized that if the Orioles were to build beyond the current footprint of Ed Smith Stadium and there were environmental problems, it would put the city of Sarasota on the hook to pay for such cleanup. Commissioner Fred Adkins asked the county's Dave Bullock this crucial question.
Is the county willing to share in that exposure with us?
At this point in time, I think it's the best way I can characterize that is we have made all available funds available to either the capital or the capital improvement and repair of the project. Total county funds into this over the life of the project are expected to be about $30 million.
Bullock said the county has agreed to spend $31.2 million on the whole deal and not a penny more. That did not sit well with Commissioner Kelly Kirshner.
You know, I think it would be helpful before we just walk blindly into something that could be unlimited exposure. And I'm assuming I'd ask the city attorney, but if this agreement exists between the three parties, if the cost of remediation is $500,000 to $10 million, we would be on the hook to pay for it based upon the language that's being proposed today.
This pretty much is a blank check, yes.
Yeah.